Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And speaking of higher learning, Jimmy Carter brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Precision Camera and Video, and Schwartner Farm and Ranch. Howdy, Jim.
Been a crazy financial week for a lot of people. Just checking out here, you know, the stock market, I think it went down 1,000 points or something at one point this week. Gold, I was checking it out. It's at $2,634. In October of 2023, it was $1,600 an ounce. That's a pretty big jump there in just a short period of time. Oil, $70.61. That's where it was in February. It hit $86 a barrel in April, and it's kind of been all over the place, but 70 is where it was earlier this year. Halloween, you know, the stock market was 32,500, now it's 49,20. So, you know, it just, you don't know. It's just all over the place. Elon Musk, he was fussing about this government potential bill that could cause a government shutdown, and so it finally, Trump got on board with it and said this bill is too bloated, so now they've really got to scramble to prevent a government shutdown, and if it does shut down for a day or two,
we talked about this.
Heard it doesn't matter anyway.
Really early this morning. Did you hear what they discovered in this bill late yesterday?
Well, there's a bunch of stuff in there. You know, I know we read some of the things yesterday.
Oh, no.
What else?
This is the biggie. They're quietly, all of Congress, across the board, giving themselves a raise. And to prove they're totally tone deaf, and expanded health care. Oh, my.
For themselves.
For themselves.
Well, one thing that's happening is the Biden administration is really trying to do everything they can to get everything they can through, everything signed, you know, all these pardons and paroles and everything they can do. They're working, you know, day and night trying to get all these things done. Apparently one of the folks they pardoned or paroled or whatever was some Chinese communist that had child porn on his computer or something. So, you know, I don't know that they're going through all these very closely. The news media has not been able to vet all that stuff, too. But anyway, Musk, Trump, they've all said the bill is too bloated, so we'll see what happens now in the coming days. They're going to be working real fast. The Supreme Court said they will look at the subject of TikTok, of whether it should be banned or not. They're going to meet in a special session on January the 10th.
They can sell TikTok to that guy. They just let out of jail.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you think about
that. Owned application, although they kind of dodge and dance the fact that it is, but it is very popular, but there's just a lot of questions about the Chinese, and there's always questions about the Chinese.
Well, TikTok has 140 or 170 million subscribers in the United States. Nobody's got that many. And all of the personal data of all those Americans is in the hands of the Chinese. Don't forget, everything that TikTok allows or certainly is feeding in the United States. None of it is allowed in China.
Yeah.
It's blacked out of China. You're not allowed to
see. Here's another Chinese thing here. Merck, one of the very big drug companies in the United States,
mm-hmm.
they just did a deal with the Chinese drug maker Hansung Pharma, a deal worth $2 billion. This is a drug that has not entered human trials, and they didn't specify what disease it planned to test the drug on, but it's going and dealing more stuff with Chinese-made drugs.
I know. I was convinced that we all learned from COVID that China cannot be responsible for getting us our drugs cheaply.
Yeah, I think they can be. I think they can be responsible for making them cheap. It's just we shouldn't let them do it in the first place because they could cut us off, and then we'll be in a world of hurt.
And did you know how many medicines you still can't get since COVID on a regular basis?
Oh, a lot, and some are very important. Some of it's ADD medicine.
I think Adderall is still it's crazy.
And then we've had some fires or things that have happened in the north. You know, like up there in the North Carolina area, people that make IV solutions
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. We're just messed up in that area, and that needs to be a real wholesale look at by some other than the administration that we've had. Here's AstraZeneca, last year licensed a Chinese company for some oral drug. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on of how deeply involved that American pharma is in Chinese production. Why do they do that? Because they do it cheaper and they can make more money that way. But that needs to be, somebody needs to do something about that. Yeah, and get the drug prices around. But, you know, they do great work and they come, you know, with a lot of great drugs in the research, but something in the system is not right. This Wegovy, diabetes treatment, Ozempic, those are the areas where everybody's really competing to get your glucose numbers down. It taps down your appetite and regulates your blood sugar. So now you have to give yourself a shot. And what they're trying to do is come out with convenient obesity pills. And
but to this day, with advanced cancer diagnosis, there are so many of these drugs, and you have a short window to see if they're going to work. They're not even prescribing it because the chance you're going to get it or be able to keep getting it. We still don't have. And of course, we did the same thing with the chip industry. I mean, Austin was a leader in one of the two biggest cities outside Silicon Valley making chips. We gave it all to the Chinese. Now we spent billions, which is good, because what we realize, if they hold our chips, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
I mean, but why we have, it's all about money. I mean, the Walmart people found that out. If we go and buy our stuff over from overseas, we can sell it for so much cheaper, ship it in, and we can mm-hmm. eat American manufacturing, and people that are making socks in Montgomery, Alabama, we can get them from over and wherever in the Far East or China, and we can ship them over and still sell them for cheaper than the Alabama people did. And everybody wanted to go over lower prices. So that's what you get. I understand that.
I know
that's
I'm protracting the conversation too, Jimmy, but, what I think we all got to remember is, we seem to fear China economically. Their economy's in shambles. They're close to collapsing economically.
So what if they do? Then we're going to be in trouble again, because your Apple computers aren't going to be. My new Apple computer came from Shanghai. I mean, I watched it when FedEx picked it up. They made it over there and put it on a plane and got it to me in like 3 days.
Is that right?
Which is fascinating because it still took 9 days to get a piece of mail from Texas to here this week. It was really amazing. 9 days. Now, yes. If you send it express mail, you can get things overnight. But I'm just talking first-class routine mail is taking forever these days from the post office. And maybe it's because people aren't sending things first-class mail anymore, and that's probably a lot of truth in that. The first severe bird flu case reported in the United States. They're out in California, and California declared an emergency over the outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle. So beware. Just know that that's going on. Our friends in California. Diddy Combs, he's going to be in Christmas jail. They're not letting him out. They think his trial could come up next year, May the 5th. Joe Biden, they say that things aren't really nice up at the White House this Christmas. They're not having as many parties. The atmosphere is gloomy. That Jill is not happy. And one of the articles today said that she's quietly sharpening the carving knives and the sights are set firmly on their one-time allies, like at the Kennedy Center did the other night, where Nancy Pelosi, you know, would normally sit up in a box. She had to sit in the orchestra section. That was a little message to her.
Well, you know why, though? She had a hip replacement surgery, and then at that, I believe that event, going to that event, she fell.
I think she fell over in Europe.
Oh, okay. Well,
she fell in Belgium.
And now, I don't know that that had anything to do with why she was seated somewhere else.
Get up.
Nancy Pelosi, call my husband. No,
fewer holiday parties for staff and supporters than they've had in previous years. Mm. Some Democratic members were offered White House tours instead of the usual party invite. The party for the White House staff was at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. Then everyone went back to work. That's kind of stuff that's going on up there. And they're mad, they're definitely mad at Obama and Pelosi. I think those are the two ringleaders that caused his problems with not getting elected again. And then Harris, she's just kind of been in the invisible world. I don't know where she's been, and she's been around, but she's not saying a whole lot. Oh, let's see here. Is there anything else that's that important? I watched yesterday, I haven't watched that. Well, I watched and listened to Joe Rogan podcast. This was from 5 months ago, but I started on it. I couldn't finish it. It was 3.5 hours long with Taylor Sheridan. You know, the young man from near Waco that has been the king of Hollywood here lately with Yellowstone, Landman, Lioness, Sicario, I mean, all these things that he has written and made a fortune on. What a bizarre, interesting interview that was. I don't know if you guys have ever heard it. I mean, they're talking about shooting wild boar from helicopters and just every kind of subject. I mean, it's not just about, in fact, I haven't even gotten to the part where they're talking about his TV shows.
That's legal in Texas, by the way, to control the feral hog overpopulation.
Yeah, I can see that. It's just, it's unique.
Well, for a while, they were offering a bounty, weren't they, Eric? I mean,
I think so, yeah.
They may still be doing it, like, I don't know, it wasn't a lot, like 15, 20 a hog. Yeah, because if you shoot them from a helicopter, then you got to land and get the dang thing and then go turn it down.
Yeah, they were doing it some kind of controlled way where somebody was on the ground getting them while they were up in the air shooting them. I think they got 300 of them or something like that. I don't know.
You just lead them a little bit.
But if you don't have this, if you do have the streaming services, the Paramount Plus, the Peacock, the Hulu, and all that business, everybody that has the internet has YouTube. And there's so much good stuff on YouTube, particularly if you like a good interview. I mean, there's a special here from a lot of people are putting their material up here, too. This is Bob Hope on, it's a PBS American Masters series. It's on YouTube for free.
Well, aren't there thousands of Jimmy Carter interviews on YouTube?
There are hundreds. Maybe thousands. That I've done. Bruce Springsteen on Howard Stern. Howard normally is pretty, can be filthy at times on their show, but when he has a big star in there like a Bruce Springsteen, he cleans his act up. And this is the full interview, 2 hours and 21 minutes if you're a Springsteen fan. Charles Barkley with Dan Patrick, 21 minutes. David Letterman, the GQ interview, 33 minutes. Joe Rogan with Ron White, that's the comedian. I always thought he's really funny. That's 3 hours long.
Yeah. Ron lives here. Yeah.
That was a good one.
The Rick Rubin interview with a guy named Rick Beato. He does a lot of music interviews. That's 2 hours. That was real interesting. On Netflix right now.
Did you watch Carry On?
New film. What? You like him, Theo Vaughn?
No, I said, did you watch Carry On?
Oh, no, I didn't get time. We're in the wrapping present crisis here because Saturday is the big day for my grandkids, and things aren't wrapped yet, so we've had issues. I hear it's great.
I just saw you posted it. That's why I ask.
I want to. In fact, people did comment on it. And they loved it. It's about a TSA agent that somehow he puts on this earphone that he finds going through the luggage for somebody, and it says, "We're going to kill your girlfriend if you don't let one of these pieces of baggage come through." So I don't know where it goes from there, but it sounds like it's really good.
It's a Christmas movie.
Thriller at PG-13.
Much like Die Hard.
Yeah. And there's another one that sounds like just like Die Hard 2. It's a British action film called One More Shot. It's about a Navy SEAL that has to stop a major explosion that's getting ready to happen. And that one looks real good. And then there's another one that came out in 2015, and I don't ever remember it. Liam Neeson, who I like, Ed Harris, who I love, Run All Night. This is a retired mob enforcer who has to get back in business because his son is being threatened. So that sounds good. So between Netflix and YouTube, you should have some things to watch and listen to as we go forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And it's time now for the wrap-up with Jimmy Carter. Professor Carter.
Well, I don't know where to begin here. You know, there's all kinds of fun stuff this time of year. Oh, yeah, Nate Bargatze. That's something for you guys. If you like comedy... You like comedy? The nicest man in stand-up, Nate Bargatze.
We feature him quite a bit here on the morning program, on our one-minute comedy stand-up later in the morning.
He's clean. He works clean like Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, he's here all the time, right, Eric? Is that how we know him?
He played Moody Center not too long ago, yeah.
And doesn't he work at Joe Rogan's club?
Where he is from.
I'm not sure if he played Rogan. He's way bigger than Rogan's place now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing arenas, and he's got a new Netflix special, I believe, or Prime.
Well, he's got the CBS special. It's tonight with Carrie Underwood, Darius Rucker, and Jelly Roll. That'll be at 8 o'clock Central Time on CBS. It's produced by Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live. So he's a funny guy, so we'll see.
He lives in Nashville, right?
I don't know if he lives. He's from there and used to work at the Opry House. Now, where he's currently living, I don't know.
Nate Bargatze Home 2025, just like you said, known as the funniest man in show. Oh, this is just telling us where he's playing. Never mind. I'll look it up.
Yeah, he's all over the place. But, I mean, I don't know where he's living currently. He could live in Nashville. He could live in Hollywood or New York or wherever. These guys don't always stay in one place very much. Football is tonight. I mean, they've been having football almost every night. One of these bowl games have been on. They've been on a lot. This is one tonight. It's from New Orleans, the New Orleans Bowl. Courtney Cox, she's going to do Scream 7. I think I saw Scream 1 a long time ago, back in 1996, I think.
It was good.
And they've been doing them ever since then. I think Eric likes that.
I like a good Scream. It's a great franchise. They've done well with it, and the last one was pretty good. Of course, it created a mask that everybody wears at Halloween as well. So yeah, but the first one was really good.
It's still out there. So doing it. It's going to be today is Thursday. I think this movie actually does preview open today, and that's Sonic Hedgehog 3. But that's going to be the number one movie this weekend, so that's going to be out there. And you'll have to wait till tomorrow, I think, to see Mufasa, but that may actually be showing tonight as well. Yeah, tonight is Georgia Southern versus Sam Houston on ESPN2, the New Orleans Bowl. Now, what's your weather going to be for? Now, you're a 4 or 3 o'clock game on Saturday.
3 o'clock our time, obviously.
On TNT.
Oh,
by
I
the
know.
Way.
Isn't that weird?
And
that
Max.
Might fool some people. That might fool some people. TNT is where this is going to be, so you'll need to have cable and figure that out.
It's weird because of these other playoff games, and you know.
Yeah, the one before you is Penn State and SMU, and that's on TNT as well. So
you know what I can't
TNT
wait for
is after you.
I wonder if anybody else is excited after the excitement of our game, and you know the suspense is with it.
But if we win,
but oh, that's what I'm saying. We will. Ohio State. In Tennessee that night, Eric. Well, Jimmy, wait a minute. I know you hate Tennessee.
Oh, I do. But I hate Ohio State as well. And Ohio State's screaming and hollering because I think Tennessee bought a lot of tickets, they were available to buy. It wasn't like they could just do 90%, you know, Ohio State people. So Tennessee travels. Those fans travel. So they were trying to really get Ohio State people to buy the tickets, and I don't know where all that stink ended up, but they were worried about having too many Tennessee people there.
Hey, Erica, let's play Rocky Top for Jimmy.
No, I don't want to make Jimmy mad.
No, we don't want to do that. Derek don't want to make me mad today.
No.
Did you know Rocky Top is, we were looking this up yesterday, not on the air, but it's in the public domain now. And you know who wrote that Rocky Top?
Boudreaux, Brian,
Felice and
Rose Publishing. I know all about Rocky Top.
Wesley Rose.
Yeah, just keep making him mad, Bob. Just right when he gets off the air.
Is there a real Rocky Top, Tennessee?
No.
Technically, no. But that mountain, the big bald mountain, right there outside of Gatlinburg, right there in the Smokies, next to the North Carolina border, everybody's always called that Rocky Top.
I think this, if you read more about this song, I think it was written as a joke.
Well, some of the lyrics are kind of weird, aren't they?
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of got adapted, but I think it was written with kind of
trapped like a duck in the pen. You
know? Yeah, I think these are New Yorkers or something. These were not people that knew about all that stuff, and I think they were having fun with it. But it certainly, I think it bought them a couple of cars over the years.
There's also something that very much confused us yesterday, so I shouldn't even bring it up till I get it figured out. That song originally, I think in the 40s, was the theme song, or the same melody anyway, for Boomer Sooner at Oklahoma. And then they changed it. But Rocky Top was originally, from what I read yesterday in several places, I thought it was a misprint. It said the original Oklahoma Sooners fight song. That's nuts. They meant Tennessee Volunteers.
Well, I mean,
Boomer Sooner, you'll always be there.
Yeah, I mean, they could say that I've been working on the railroad. Is
it also in the public domain? Yeah.
Is the eyes of Texas. Yeah, I've been working on the railroad.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Same thing.
All right. You guys have a lovely Thursday.
Jimmy.
You too, Jimmy.
Have a good Thursday.
Thank you. And that's Jimmy Carter, and we thank Precision Camera.
I'm just trying to make Jimmy mad. He's poking the bear.
Well,
could you already sense he's a little...
He's easy to rattle, and you usually don't try to rattle him, and then you find out...
You were poking the bear off the air, too.
Then he gets rattled. So when you find... if a guy gives you a gun and a target, sometimes say, well, let me take a shot.
Y'all see how Bob is? You see? You see how this goes? It's not just me.
I didn't get accused of that, but you know better.
Oh, I know better. I do know better.
801 with Eric and Bob back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.